What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Number 46, Neil Kotz.
Now a name that you may not know. You may not know a lot of these White Sox, but this young man, Neil Kotz, the lefty out of the bullpen, has put together quite a resume this year. Gets the first guy out almost all the time. A young man that grew up, I'm sure, in the Chicago area, Belleville, Illinois. A thrill for him to pitch here in the postseason.
Contreras will give way to the bullpen. Kotz coming in. Neil Kotz was terrific out of the bullpen for the White Sox during the regular season. Big numbers, good numbers. Held right-handed batters to a 155 average, lefties 206. And it's been 11 days since the bullpen last made an appearance, and it was Kotz. One away.
Kotz just blowing that fastball right by Morgan Insberg.
Two out after the strikeout of Mike Lamb.
All fastballs.
Ian looks down to his bullpen on his way out. And he makes the sign to the bullpen, give me the wide, tall guy. What a job by Kotz. If you're Bobby Jenks, here's what your manager thinks of you. Give me this guy, big guy, tall guy.
Sox fans, please welcome the chairman, Jerry Reinsdorf. Special guest, Commissioner Bud Selig. And General Manager Ken Williams, who will present the 2005 World Series Championship rings. Pitcher Neil Kotz.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
There's a reunion that's going to happen on the South Side this weekend. The 20th anniversary of the White Sox winning the World Series in 2005. The celebration is going to be on. Mark Burley is going to get a statue. Neil Kotz was one of the most effective pitchers in baseball in 2005, an ERA under 2 in 60 and a third innings pitched. We are happy to have him here on The Score on the Spiegel and Holmes show. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Neil, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Before we talk about the celebration this weekend, I'd love to know what you loved about Bobby Jenks.
You know what? He was a caring individual, a great teammate. And then when you, obviously the performance wise, when we got him up here, he was a bulldog. When he came out of that bullpen, his lockdown, it was different. Guys didn't throw 100 back then on a routine basis like he did. It was a special person, and it's sad to lose anybody at that young age.
Considering what you guys kind of went through in that season where it was Shingo and then it was Dustin that was closing games for you guys, when Bobby took over the role, how did you guys know that he was going to be able to be as effective as he was?
I think it was just he took the reins. He had some success right away. He had an electric fastball, and his breaking ball was off the charts too. He had the stuff, and then he just grew into the pitcher that was probably drafted, you know, years before. He always had the ability, no matter where he was, and they took him, and he had the confidence, and then we just kept rolling with it.
Ozzy had made mention on our station earlier today, as a matter of fact, of how it seemed like to him that Bobby needed a family and that the White Sox kind of became his family. Is that a fair assessment?
I believe that's a fair assessment. We were his family. We were all family, that team. We bonded together and, you know, embraced him when he got the opportunity up there and ran with it.
What do you think about most when you think about to that time?
It was such a special moment. You know, I wish I was a tad bit older. I was pretty young. I had a second year in the big leagues, and I don't think I realized how hard it was what we did until later in my career, trying to get back to the playoffs, trying to I was on some winning teams and realizing how difficult it was what we accomplished.
Especially,
I don't think I realized that when I was 2 years into the big leagues.
So it felt like, look, we're going to be here every year. This is going to be the same party that we have every single year.
I mean, if our starting staff pitched, if every pitch like ours did, and timely hitting like we had, that would happen. Those starters were unbelievable through the playoffs.
What was it like for you guys as the playoffs were going on? Like, I think back to that Boston series and El Duque, like, walking the tightrope in that game. Was there ever a point where you were like, I wonder if we're going to be able to complete this task?
I'm sure it crossed a little bit, but we had a lot of confidence going in. You know, I think we struggled a little bit, you know, down the end. And I would expect, looking back on it, there was probably a lot of doubters that thought Boston was probably going to come in and hand us and push us away right away. And we took the first game pretty handily, second game pretty well. And, you know, I mean, we were going in with a lot of confidence, and a guy with El Duque's experience out there with the tightrope, I mean, that's probably the guy we needed at that point, with the background, the pedigree he had to make the pitches when it mattered in that moment.
White Sox world champion Neil Kotch joining us here on The Score as we get ready for the celebration this weekend over on the South Side. I know that you were always like team guy, like you never liked to talk about yourself whenever I was in the clubhouse. But now that you've got a chance to reflect on this, do you have a favorite moment with you in particular when you were on the mound and felt like you did something to help the team?
Oh, man. Going into the World Series, you know, I think I had a reality check right away. I came in and I was the first or second pitch was hit about 100 miles an hour on the left field. And it was like, oh, boy, here we go. And luckily it was hit hard enough that run didn't score. And, you know, the moment there that I was able to buckle down and make some pitches on the next two batters to at least get the ball into Bobby's hands for the last batter ended up being a big moment for us as a team. I think a confident moment for myself going into the rest of the series, whether I would have been able to, hopefully I would have been, no matter what would happen in that situation, I would have been confident to come in the rest of the series. But, you know, getting out of that situation, game one just led into building the confidence and to go into each game with, you know, I was going to get them out, you know.
Oh, no doubt about it. And the way that the bullpen worked for you guys, I thought was fascinating too, where Cliff had like a career season that year. You were great that year. You guys were throwing real, and then there's Bobby at the end of it once you guys get towards the end of the season. The way that you guys were able to create advantages with the bullpen and matchups that you wanted, How important is that, or at least was that before the rule change, for why you guys were able to win?
I think it was very important. I believe myself in general, I kind of worked my way back to the situations I was by the end of the year. I wasn't granted it at the beginning, and I think that made us better as a whole. I was able to work back there, and now, you know, the other guys that maybe through the sixth or seventh that year had tons of experience at the back end. So as a whole, I think we were better in those situations. Granted, I was able to have a good year along with Cliff and along with a lot of other people. It takes an army to accomplish what we did. It wasn't just a sole effort.
What's it like playing for Ozzie Guillen?
It was fun. He was my first manager. Well, I was there briefly with Jerry for a couple of starts before I crapped out in New York and they sent me away. But so Bozzy was basically my first manager that I was around most of the time. And, you know, it was simple expectations, you know, show up on time, be prepared, work hard. You know, when it's your time to get in there, you put forth the effort, you put forth the time to before you get in there. And that was the expectation. So it was pretty easy to play for, you know, and he had my back. And the very first year, I'll never forget this, that I wasn't pitching very well. Myself and John Atkins made the team out of spring training, and we're both in the bullpen. We're both rookies. There was a time, I don't know how many, a month or two into it, and, you know, we were pitching, I wouldn't say meaningless games, but games that were one way or the other, not close, and some of the stuff wasn't going the best for myself, and questions were asked, is he going anywhere? Is he getting sent down? And you know what, Ozzie told everybody that, you know, he's not pitching huge situations right now. They're learning. They're going to be here. Settle in. This is how it's going to be. They're going to learn. And, you know, for a manager to say that, it was very, it was awesome.
I mean, I could tell even now that moment really meant something to you.
It did. I mean, I played for, I don't know how many years after that between all the different teams. And that's one thing that always stuck in my head, how he didn't have to say that. He didn't have to stick with me. He didn't, you know, he could have sent me out and I could have learned down in AAA or AA or wherever they put me. And he stuck up for me and gave me a chance to right the ship and try to learn and get better in the big leagues.
Did you think that AJ would now be a commentator in the game?
I could see that a little bit. You know, I was with AJ there and then AJ caught me and Texas also, which was great. I had two really, really, I would say, plateau years. And you know what? AJ was behind the dish for both of the years that I had exceptional years. So I know I have to throw the pitches, but he does an excellent job back there.
Yeah, now he's a big star on TV, and you see him every single week, and he's out here spreading the gospel of White Sox baseball. Has it occurred to you that the Pope watched you pitch?
I didn't know it till people started talking to me about it, and they mentioned it. That's kind of cool.
Right? Like, that's pretty excellent that you guys, that guy was sitting in the stands. Like, it wasn't even that he was watching on TV. He was there at the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Who are you looking forward to seeing this weekend?
All the guys. You know, I live in Chicago all the time, but I don't keep in contact with many. But, you know, it'd be great seeing all the guys that get back. I see a few here and there through some charity events and golf tournaments and things of that nature. So just having all the guys back as a whole is going to be pretty fun, you know, reminiscing about some of the times, the stories, the, you know, different things that happened throughout the year.
Let me ask you a Cubs question. In 2008, did you think you guys were going to win it?
We were pretty good. We were really good. A lot of the teams over there we had were good. We just couldn't get past the first round. Very talented.
Very talented. Well, you guys won, what, 96, 97 games that season? So how did you feel as someone who has a World Series ring with the White Sox? How did you feel in 2016 when the Cubs won?
I mean, living up here, and, you know, I grew up near St. Louis, so I was a pretty diehard Cardinals fan. But living up in the Chicago area for the last, since, 2004, I guess, was when I moved up here, at any of the Chicago teams that start to win or get in the playoffs, and it's just a fun environment. It brings so much out of the city and the community of the city, whether either side, you know, or it's, you know, football, hockey, whatever. It just brings a great excitement around the town.
Neil, how do you feel about the fact that you're going to see a Mark Burley statue?
Very well deserved. Yeah, exceptional career. It's I think it's probably underappreciated, maybe sometimes, maybe not in the White Sox lore, but maybe, you know, in the national lore. You know, I think how good he was for how long he was good. It was exceptional career when you go back and, you know, look at all the numbers and things of that nature. And maybe it wasn't the power fastball or, you know, the things, the sexy things, but he just won and won and won and threw a ton of innings, which is, you know, you don't see that anymore. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever kind of see that out of baseball anymore. The way it's ran now.
Yeah, the fact that you could mark him down for 200 innings every season is wild.
I know. It was wild. And you mark it down as both. We had multiple starters that year that you would be down there and you're probably not expecting to do a whole lot till the seventh inning. Maybe. You know, they were – a lot of our guys were good at that year. Contreras, Garland, El Duque, Freddie – they went out there and they pitched a ton of innings, which makes everybody better. Bullpens don't have good years if they're in the fourth and fifth inning a lot of times. It's gonna wear on them. That's what the starters help set the table for everybody else back there to have good years.
All right, Neil, before I let you go, and I need you to remember that you're on radio, I need a Juan Uribe story that you can tell on the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I do have a decent one. I grew up in St. Louis, and this is my rookie year. I think it was my rookie year. We're going down to St. Louis. I think we were going to play, or it was right before the All-Star break, and I was driving down to St. Louis. I had a dog at the time, a German Shepherd, and I asked Ozzy, can I bring my dog in during the game? And just let him stay in the locker room so I don't have to drive back to my house, be in traffic, and I can just shoot down 55 to go to St. Louis. He's like, oh, sure, no problem. So the dog's just sitting there, but really well-behaved German Shepherd. Juan Uribe decided that he knew that he'd like treats and stuff. Well, Juan enjoyed that he would sit and lay down on command and everything, but he kept feeding him licorice.
Oh.
About the sixth inning, the clubbies came down in the bullpen, and they're like, your dog crapped all over the weight room, like, sick. And I'm like, oh, man. I was like, well, I can't do anything right now about there. We'll clean you out. I was like, I'll take care of it. You guys take care of it. I'll take care of you. But he thought it was funny because he would sit, and he would lay down. He would do whatever, and he just kept feeding him liquor. So I'm like, oh, shit. Can't do that. But yeah, that's my one Juan Uribe story. That'd probably be off the charts and safe for radio.
Neil, this was awesome, man. Congratulations on 05. And I love the fact that you're still in the city and that you guys are going to get together this weekend.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys having me on.
That is Neil Kotz, man, of the 05 World Series team. Did he just damn police hack us at the end? I love how he's like, it's safe to say on the radio, it's fine.
I like that people are comfortable. See, we got into the conversation, and 20 minutes in, Neil was like, yeah, let me tell you about some stuff.
Everybody has a Juan Uribe story.
That's why it's
like off the top of their head. Every time, never fails.
Alex, that is exactly why I ask those questions, because he was a character of characters. There's a whole bunch of Uribe stories that you can't tell on the radio. Joe Cowley's got a bunch of them because he used to cover that team. But yeah, man, I'm glad that he told us that. That was actually a lot of fun. I'm glad that Neil is still around and out here. ISU's finest. It's Neil Kotz and it's Mark Grody and it's Chris Ronji. That's that excellent ISU upbringing. For those of you who are tuning in like, hey, where's Spiggs? Spiggs was a little sick. We'll see if he makes it back here tomorrow. I don't think so, but just considering how he was feeling and how he was looking, but he'll be fine. But he's not here to finish out the show. I am. For those of you who missed it, we're going to share our interview with Craig Counsell, where Craig broke a little bit of news about the roster and the health of one of the Cubs pitchers. We'll share that with you next here on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
MLB veteran for 16 seasons.
Swing and a bouncer, shortstop, Counsell throws, got him! Counsell picked it up clean and threw a strike to first.
Two-time World Series champion.
His teammates call him Rudy, and Rudy has just tied game one of the 2001 World Series with a first inning home run.
Manager for your Chicago Cubs.
You a tater tots guy, Craig?
No, not a fan. My mom made me eat them when I was like 8 years old. Didn't go well. Never eaten them since.
Really?
Wow.
Well, I'll never do it again. I'll never do it. I feel like punishment for me to eat tater tots because it was that night because I had to finish the tater tots.
Nico, I was taken aback by that.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. It's a very agreeable food. I feel like you don't have to seek out tater tots to really enjoy them.
So don't offer him tater tots the next time you guys are out on the road.
No go. Stay away.
Hey, Pauline, give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Freaking idiot.
Craig Counsell.
Do you have an anxiety thermometer? Or like, do you walk around, like, wonder, you know, checking in on that kind of thing? Does it concern you in that regard?
No.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We get to talk with the Cubs manager a couple times a month, and it's always nice when we do. Craig Counsell joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Joining us from Minneapolis, St. Paul, is Cubs manager Craig Counsell. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
So that was 2 weeks ago, last time we talked to you, and I was fishing around looking for anxiety confirmation. Got the old no. And that was after two Cardinals losses. Then you guys came back and won the next two games in St. Louis. Now, I was looking at this, Craig. After games where the Cubs score one or fewer runs, you guys are 9-3 in the 12 games that follow that and have scored an average of almost 7 runs per game in those 12 games. What is it about this bunch, you think, that shows an ability to bounce back from games like, say, last night in Minnesota?
Well, that's like kind of just fun with numbers. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I think this is a good baseball team, and I think it's, you know, you just try to be consistent and you're going to have some bad nights. Last night was a bad night in a 162 game schedule. It's the way it works. You know, your job is to, in baseball, you got, you know, Joe Maddon was great at saying this. You got 30 minutes after a game to enjoy it or be mad about it, and then it's over and you move on to what's next.
Our segment with Craig Counsell is sponsored by the all-new Toyota on Edens in Northbrook. Visit toyotaonedens.com. Last night in the post game, you talked about how you guys were going to go take a look at what was going on with Porter Hodge. What's that like? Are you actually looking at the tape, or are you counting on everyone else in the pitching apparatus to look at the tape and then give you kind of what they think they need to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of both. It's just kind of reviewing the outing, and it's also, I think, taking the emotion out of the outing. You know, when you walk in here right after 20 minutes after it happens, I think it's important to just take a little time and make sure we got emotion out of everything and look at it with just a clear set of eyes. So that's important. We've decided that we've put Porter on the injured list just kind of looking at some more things and talking to Porter. And I don't think it's anything major, but I think we're dealing with a little shoulder stuff that we want to make. We just got to get it out of there and have him kind of clear headed as he takes the mound.
Wow. That's interesting. So Porter Hodge to the injured list, because there had been some talk about whether he was tipping pitches a little bit last night, but so, Craig, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was originally for Porter a couple months ago, an oblique injury, and then it was a hip impingement, and now it's the shoulder. Is that correct, and are all those things connected in any way in your mind?
Yeah, that's right. Are they connected? I think that's the question you always ask with injuries. I don't think there's a direct connection, but there's always small areas, of the, they call it the chain of, you know, of events of pitching is the kinetic chain that, you know, you need your whole body to pitch. So obviously things can affect each other and you protect one thing and that puts more stress on another area of the body. So, could be, you know, you don't get definitive answers in those areas.
As the game was going on, were you guys looking at him and going, something just seems off? Other than the results of the pitch, like, were you guys going, not sure what's happening there?
Well, the results weren't very good, so that, you know, clearly makes you kind of ask questions. But we've I think it's one of those situations where, you know, there's some red flags and they're not red flags, yellow flags maybe is a better way to say it. And you know, I think a lot of guys that guys have yellow flags during the season, right? That's part of a season. But you're monitoring it. And, but if at some point it doesn't turn the corner, you got to do something different.
Are you able to tell us what the corresponding roster move is, Craig, to Porter going on the injured list?
Ethan Roberts.
So back up for the bullpen. Ethan Roberts. Craig Counsell here with us on Spiegel and Holmes. The bullpen has been so good. Fifth best bullpen ERA in baseball. 26th in K rate. So what's the correct takeaway from those numbers, if there's anything, for us guys who like to have fun with numbers? What are we supposed to take away from that?
What would you like to take away from it?
I don't know. My takeaway is that, boy, the defense has been good, and they must be getting some bad contact if they're not necessarily striking that many people out.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Does that concern you when the bullpen's been this good?
Yeah, I mean, look. You know, I think everybody would love, you know, a 40% strikeout rate from every pitcher we have. You know, we'd love the elite strikeout rates. It's, you know, there's no luck involved in a strikeout. Like, can't fall in there. Like on Brad Keller's last outing, I can't hit a blooper if it's a strikeout. And so that's ideal. The other really good result is getting people out, and that's what we're doing really well, and a good defense contributes to that, and that's a way to get people out. That's a way to make your pitching staff better, is to have a really good defense. So you know, that's where we're at. You know, we want to keep inducing weak contact and keep getting people out. We're gonna be in good shape.
Craig, with the All-Star announcements, like obviously we knew that Tucker and PCA had an opportunity, but I don't want to go over the fact that PCA made an All-Star team. Like, it's a big deal. What was it like having him, being able to share that news with him and his reaction to it?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime, you know, you have a young player, and this happened so quickly here for Pete, and just to see kind of what he's done in the last 2 months, it's been special. So I think we've all kind of been on that. It's been a quick ride with Pete, and it's been fun. And what he's done this year has been, it's just been a joy to watch. And he's, I think for fans of baseball, it's been a joy. So it's fun. I mean, I think we get to watch Pete every day, and it's a thrill, and want to continue doing it. And the All-Star game is just, you know, one nod to Pete about, like, you're doing great things. You know, the beauty of, like, sports and stuff is that, like, there's the challenge gets thrown in the next day of, you know, do it again. But, you know, hopefully when he next week in Atlanta, he gets to enjoy a couple days and soak it all in.
It's a pretty cool spectrum of all-stars that you have, where you have Pete that's kind of at the beginning of his career, and Kyle Tucker is close to becoming a free agent. And then you have Matthew Boyd, like this guy that you guys saw something in, and he's come in and he's delivered. For a manager to have that wide of a spectrum of guys going to the All-Star game, what's that feel like to share it with, knowing that these guys are in such different places in their career?
Matt Boyd is a cool one, just because, you know, the 34-year-old first-time All-Star, that's not very common, right? And I thought it's just a great lesson to, you know, to anybody. Just when things aren't going your way, you got to show up and you have a good day, and then all of a sudden you put yourself in a position where the result of all those good days you put in, even though you weren't getting the results you wanted, turn into something really good for a stretch of time. And that's what's happened with Matt. And it doesn't happen without kind of putting in all those thousands of good days when it's not that fun and nobody's, you know, wants to interview you after the game or tell you how good you are. So that's cool. And I think, Matt's, you know, had a heck of a first half, or more than first half now, 18 starts. It's been fun to watch him go out there and give us a big chance to win every single time he's taking the ball.
We're hoping Seiya Suzuki finds a way in. How do you lead the league in RBIs and not make the All-Star game?
Yeah, I mean, there's some good players in the league, and there's players having great years, and so it's, picking a team is always hard, and it's unfortunate because I do think Seiya is no doubt deserving. You know, I think he understands that, but, you know, we've got 4 or 5 more days for something to happen, and we obviously don't want other guys to get hurt, but hopefully they're say it gets a nod here in the next couple of days.
His Cubs career has been really consistent. When you start looking at a guy whose OPS is over 800 in all the years that he's been here, I know it's not just one thing that has a guy make a jump like this. What are the elements inside of what happened between the end of last season to now that has Seiya being this player?
Well, I think one of the things is I think the lineup around him has helped Seiya. I think he's in the beneficiary great position of hitting with a lot of guys on base, and you know, Kyle ahead of him has a, you know, what, 390 or so on base percentage. And that's just means at least 40% of your bats, you got somebody on, and that's, but it's just by one hitter. Right. I think that's helped. I think, and he's understood that, you know, when there's players on base that like it's swinging the bat that gets the job done. Right. I swing the bat and we score. And I think that's just kind of turned him a little more, aggressive, and it's not that it's that confidence. The aggression's really got him to the pull side more is kind of what it's done. You pull anybody that strong, pulls the ball in the air, there's going to be good things are going to happen.
Let's go back to the bullpen with Craig Counsell here on Spiegel and Holmes. How do you think John Birdie improved from outing number one to outing number two? Was it something mechanical or pitch mix? Because the numbers are better.
Yeah, we had that was when we didn't have to wait a long time after the game to discuss. We had a long conversation with John about that. No, he threw a little harder last night, actually.
He did. Noticed. Yeah, he did, because I know the plan the first time.
He was floating it up there like 45 the last time, and he was in the 60s last night.
And he was thinking about BP, like he wanted to be slower than batting practice the first time, and then you guys changed that. Is that right, Craig?
Well, yeah, he changed it. Yeah, he realized he wasn't throwing enough strikes, and he's like, "Well, I just throw strikes and see what happens." I think that's kind of the goal. You're not going to get guys out with stuff in that role. slow, fast, anything. It's not going to be stuff. It's you want guys swinging the bat, and you'll catch enough balls.
Who's the best position player pitcher that you've seen in your baseball career, if you remember? It's the important stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I mean, you always just want options from my seat, right? Just some guys that are willing to do it. And then once in a while you'll have the, you know, like Pete will say, "I want to pitch," and I'll say, "There's no chance you're pitching, Pete." But you just want to have options. And when you have options and they get the job done, you know, it's sometimes, honestly, it can, you know, just take the sting off the loss a little bit, and turn the page a little bit, and then just save the bullpen a little bit.
What, since we'd like talking about anxiety on this show, what's the anxiety for a batter facing a position player as pitcher?
Well, I mean, I can describe mine.
That's what I was hoping.
As a player, yeah, I did. You know, I struck out once against Jeff Cirillo, who was throwing knuckleballs. And then I think that's why you see so many early swings in those situations, right? Because it's like sometimes you're avoiding the worst result, which is like, don't strike out. That's part of life, right? So you'll see a lot of early swings. So I started swinging early there, and then actually you have a lot of success too.
What kind of stuff does Pete say that he has, Craig?
I think Pete would have pretty good stuff. I mean, he's got a very good arm. He could touch 90 if he wanted, for sure.
Yeah, I've heard the story about one time he was kicking around a soccer ball at spring training, and somebody went, it was Jed. Jed tells the story. Jed goes up and says, "Oh, did you play soccer?" He said, "Yeah, I played a lot of soccer." Jed's like, "Were you good?" And Pete said, "I was really good."
That doesn't shock me,
no,
though.
No, of course not.
Of course he would be good.
Of course.
So, Craig, we were having a conversation with Nico yesterday about him lining up the cycle and that there was an opportunity for a natural cycle. And then we got into a fun little baseball thing about cycles versus perfect games and no hitters and things like that. Then last night, we have an inside the park home run walk-off and another inside the park home run that happened in a game. For you, a baseball lifer, what's your favorite kind of weird baseball anomaly that you love to see happen?
Yeah, I mean, the triple play, probably, if we're on the pitching side, I would say is the big one. I think it's a great play. I the triple play would probably be the one that I would like.
All right. Do you want your triple play 5-4-3, or do you want a line out with guys off base?
5-4-3. Yeah. 5-4-3. Cause lots of guys, three guys involved, pitcher involved, multiple runners on, like changes an inning. So yeah, 5-4-3. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting with all three bases in play and everybody's doing their thing.
All that movement that's going on.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. I still think this is not like an uncommon baseball play, but like probably the favorite, maybe common is like the base is loaded and a ball in the gap. Like I love that play. Cause there's just so much going on around the field. Like, is there a play at the plate? Is there going to be a triple? Like, I think that's a great baseball play with a ton going on.
Yeah, it is, because, like, where's the relay throw going? Is the pitcher going behind the catcher, or should he be going behind third base to back up? Like, there's all kinds of stuff going on that play. Hey, PCA has been a topic the last 24 hours on the station, because sometimes young players will show frustration, and Pete, sometimes after a strikeout, it happens Saturday, the bat gets kind of thrown on the ground, the helmet gets thrown, maybe picks up the helmet, throws it again, that kind of thing. Is that something that you as a manager have talked about with him, or something that you consider talking about with him?
I mean, does it bother you?
It does, actually, a little bit. And I like Pete so much. I love his game so much. So I try not to be, grizzly old baseball police jackass.
Yeah, but you were yesterday.
Well, come on. Am I?
Definitely baseball police yesterday.
No, but it's just.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Like, I guess what I think is, I think we want our players to be perfect, right? And then you obviously coach them to be better versions of themselves. But I think we also as people have like blessings and curses, right? So I think the blessing Pete shows every day is like he plays with a lot of emotion, and as a fan you feel that emotion, as a coach you feel that emotion, and it's wonderful, right? We love it. I think to assume there's going to be nothing on the other side of that is not fair to Pete in a lot of ways. So I think Pete's always trying to get better at that stuff. But I think we also should give him some grace as he tries to improve on it.
Well, that's a beautiful answer. That's a very human answer, and thinking about the man as a person, that makes all the sense in the world, because you've known people like that who are great for the same reasons that they might be problematic, because that's how people work, right?
Yeah, I think it's how we all work. Our blessings and our curses are kind of right next to each other a lot of times in life, and when we take them too far, they get us in trouble.
Yeah, I feel you on that, Craig. Since we were talking about the All-Stars and Seiya, there's one more guy that I wanted to bring up. The growth that you've seen in Michael Busch, how do you describe it? Like, well, what do you see in the player that ended last year and had a really solid year, and now to take this jump where he has a legit case to be an All-Star?
Yeah, I mean, I think, in Michael's case, it was a little like, I think it was a little more predictable, because he has such a good foundation as a hitter, right? And essentially, to me, what's happened from year to year is he's just kind of closed or shrunk some of the holes like in the strike zone. So he's just become better in more areas of the strike zone. And they're just really subtle kind of like improvements on his just mechanically and probably experience a little bit from just going around the league. He's just subtly just gotten a little better. So, you know, his hot zone, so to speak, is just a little bit bigger, and his really cold zone is just a little bit smaller. He's able to hit a foul ball on that pitch instead of swing and miss, right? And that makes a difference. Get yourself another pitch, another area for the pitcher to make a mistake. And then he's, you know, throwing in this really good zone, and it's going to be problems.
What's the advice for someone going back home and having a large contingent of people being in a stadium that you grew up wanting to play in for a guy like Michael Busch?
Yeah, I mean, I think Michael's 2 years into his big league career, essentially. So, I wasn't really worried about it yesterday. I think, it's a funny one. I think the sense you get when you look at it wrong is like, now my family knows I actually play in the big leagues. even though they've seen you on TV a lot and they've seen you at other places, but like when you do it at home, it's like, yeah, now it's real. You kind of put some false stuff on it, but you want to make it special for your family. I mean, I think that's the thing you always think is, you know, they're proud of you. They're super happy for you. You know, they're just super happy, right, to be there and watch you do this. So, you hopefully just let them enjoy it. And I think, you know, if Michael could have gone 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts, and it'd have been a pretty cool day for his family.
Speaking of family, I hope Brady Council gets drafted. What's the feeling in your house and your circle as the draft approaches, and you've got a dog in the fight? It's a different kind of thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, we just fired Bob Sugar, the agent, so we're going with Jerry Maguire now. So we'll see what happens.
He will actually really care about your client. I've seen that.
Who's coming with me?
Yeah, that's what Jerry's great at that. He is.
Yeah, he cares a lot. Craig, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck tonight against the Twins.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Craig.
Tonight's Cubs series with the Twins continues in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Pregame coverage begins at 6:05 with the first pitch at 6:40 on the Score and on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Spieg's actually got in his Hyundai Tucson and drove home because he wasn't feeling well.
He loves it so much.
Yes, he felt better immediately once he got into the Hyundai Tucson, because he knew that was going to take him home, and I'm sure Speed's going to be fine. He came in here, and he's like, guys, I'm low energy, don't feel great. And we were all like, go home, sick man, instead of trying to get us sick. But hopefully he'll be back tomorrow, and if not, tomorrow he'll be back on Friday.
What do you think about Speed's not showing up today, Matt? What do you think about that?
It's absolute garbage.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Right?
You post. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. If I have the sniffles, I don't get a day off.
That's exactly right. All right. You got to go, but we had to get that in.
Wow. We're happy that Speaks is taking care of himself. Like, we want that. I'll be going to NBA Summer League tomorrow. I got thoughts on that. And we're going to give away some fish tickets next on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen.
Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do they throw fish at you?
We're throwing fish at you right now. Be caller 6 at 312-540-0670. And you are going to get a pair of tickets to see Fish live Fish Sunday, July 20th. At the United Center. Tickets are at Ticketmaster.com. We've got to jet out of here. That's right. It is a wrap. Cubs baseball is coming up next. I am on my way to Vegas. I am going to go check out a little bit of Bulls Summer League, and I will report back either tomorrow or Friday here on the Score Airwaves, and obviously when I get back next week. Big thanks to Alex and Tanny for squiring me through the end of the show. Hopefully, Spiegs is feeling better because we need him, we love him, and we miss him already. Thank you so much for the love and support. You show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow after Cubs Twins, which, by the way, is coming up next here on The Score on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.